Peyton Aldridge. And Peyton, we appreciate you joining us. I'm going to let Rich lead this one off.
Jared asked me what the key to the second half was, and I said, I love the fact that Peyton Aldridge is 1 for 9 from the floor. And what a spectacular second half you had. Congratulations. And what was the difference between the first half and the second half?
Thank you. And I don't know, I was just trying to stay aggressive. I thought I had a couple good looks in the first half that didn't fall, and I knew Coach was going to keep calling my number, and I was just going to stay aggressive, and I got a couple easy ones in the second half to get me started.
Payne, you've been in this environment a few times at VCU. You've seen a lot of different VCU teams. How nice is it to win up here at the Siegel Center?
Yeah, I mean, this is an incredible place to play. I mean, there's great crowd, great atmosphere, and it's finally nice to come in here and get a W.
What was the talk at halftime? You guys in spurts had done really well. You were cutting. You were getting into your offense. You guys kept talking about making them play you in the half court. It seems like that was really effective. What was different? Was it tight cuts and screens, or what was happening?
We just knew we needed to keep flowing. I mean, I think in the first half we settled for some early threes, and that kind of let them get out in transition and get a few easy baskets. But I thought in the first half we played great defense. And in the second half we really just kept flowing and kept screening. And I think they kind of got to him and wore him down a little bit.
You were the Wildcats were outscored them in the paint tonight 30-20. I believe you out-rebounded them 32-30. It was just a great, a great all-around effort. Talk about your senior teammate Oscar Mickelson with his one make of the night at the 6:19 mark, the three-pointer on the far side.
Yeah, I mean, Oscar just came in and played his role tonight. I mean, yep. Coach knew, Coach was telling him that he's going to be guarding Tillman, and Tillman's an animal in there, so he did a great job of just being physical with him. I mean, I don't know how many fouls Oscar had, but he was using them, yeah. And he was being smart. I mean, and Oscar's a shooter, and he was open and just stepped down and knocked it down. I mean, that's the type of player Oscar is. He's very unselfish, and he did an amazing job tonight, as well as Will McGarity and guarding Tillman on the defensive end.
Well, before we let you go, I'd ask Coach about this. Getting in these environments late in the season now, as far as the conference goes, Rhode Island, you were at Dayton before then. You're in a good environment here tonight. We know the wins are critical. They didn't come in those other couple games, but how pivotal is just being in this environment this time of year, especially for younger guys, to get them exposed?
Yeah, I mean, this is great. It's incredible. This is what you want to play in front of, these great crowds. And I mean, this is just getting us ready for conference tournament time and so on. And we're just going to keep it rolling. And I think we did a great job tonight of not letting the crowd get too into it. I mean, there's a couple moments. I remember in the first half they got really loud, and Keyshawn stepped up and knocked a big three and quieted them really quick. And, I mean, that's what we have to do. We got to try to keep the crowd out of it.
Well, Peyton, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on a big win tonight.
Thank you.
Great job. Peyton Aldridge, who finished with 23 points tonight, 20 points at the second half to go along with 11 rebounds total in this game.